Blue Jackets flood Gatlinburg. Thanks everyone for joining us with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Melissa Bratton. Tennessee State FFA Convention is underway in Gatlinburg with students from all across the state descending on the town to compete, showcase, and be honored for leadership and career building events.
3,000 Blue Jackets flooding through the streets of Gatlinburg. It's an awesome opportunity to see what these members are doing and meet them and connect with people from across the state of Tennessee. So whether you're a member, a sponsor, whatever connection you have to FFA in the agriculture industry, it's an awesome opportunity to see what the future of agriculture is doing.
Julia Nags is Tennessee State FFA president, and she says it's the best of the best who come to state convention to vie for that coveted top spot in their competition, as well as learn from leadership seminars and make new friends. And for a select few, run for a spot on the new state FFA officer team.
It'll be kind of bittersweet to retire and give that retiring address, but we can't wait to reflect on everything Tennessee FFA has done this year and also look ahead to the future and see what the next state officer team will do for those members.
And state reporter Amon Watkins says even though state convention is the pinnacle, just being a member of the organization is life-changing.
Being able to find something to be a part of and a community to call home is probably one of the greatest things that you can do to be able to give yourself that head start once you get out, to be able to have a foundation, to be able to present yourself not only professionally but socially as well. One thing that I would say with somebody who, you know, doesn't really have an idea of what FFA is, it's a great opportunity to be able to meet friends and to be able to be active in high school and be able to make so many memories just from joining the organization.
And we will have updates all this week coming from Gatlinburg and the state FFA convention with award winners, stars, and of course, the new state FFA officers. So make sure to join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Melissa Bratton.